The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back in. Well, now welcome to the David Roddy Show, the final David Roddy Show of the season. Of course, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And because of the scheduling, it's always nuts. So David typically does the show via phone because, you know, sometimes you're almost in practice as you're finishing up the show, or you're on the road, or you're getting ready for warm-ups or whatever. You're in studio with this man today. So we just appreciate you coming down, making the trip to Greeley. Windy. You're not getting blown over. Jaden might get blown over, but you're not getting blown over.
No, I'm not. I almost tipped my car a few times coming up this road, but no, I'm here and I'm
That's
safe.
That's dedication to the show, man. Yes. Wow. David, my friend, you know, so many people, you know, obviously Moby Madness, it's just been so nuts. So many fans, not just in Fort Collins, throughout the state of Colorado, throughout the country, getting into what this Rams team was all about. And you, one of those ultimate goals was to go dancing. I know that was the thing. When you guys sat out a couple of years ago and got together, that was the goal. You got there. And you go up against a Michigan team now that's turning a lot of heads, too, beating Tennessee. So take us through that, man. I mean, it was a special season, losing just a handful of games, being the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, and plus 4 million other awards that you won throughout the season. And then getting to this big dance, going up against a team in Michigan, Juwan Howard, I mean, superstars. Wrap it all up for us, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be really tough, but, man, just thinking back, man, it was an amazing season. You know, so many great moments, so many, you know, trying moments and fighting through adversity. And, you know, that's what basketball is all about, is just learning life lessons and, you know, fighting through adversity while, you know, just creating bonds with, you know, people that, you know, we'll be friends for the rest of your lifetime. So, man, just an amazing journey. So much support, you know, from the Ram fans all over the country. And, you know, you really felt it, you know, every single away game, even, you know, in March Madness as well. And, you know, achieving our goals this season was a huge part of just our mentality throughout this season. So, you know, for us to get to the dance and, you know, be the highest seed in CSU history has been, you know, a monumental, you know, achievement for us, you know, as a team. So, man, I just couldn't be, you know, more proud of my team and just for, and myself for just, you know, achieving those.
So, I mean, it's always such a long season. I mean, I remember our first couple of shows. We're talking about the Paradise Jam and, you know, no lights in the gym. And that kind of happened to you guys a couple of times this year, right? Yep. You did weird things going on like that. And then you take all of that, you know, winning the Paradise Jam, an absolutely crazy non-conference schedule, beating very good basketball teams, then a absolute grueling Mountain West schedule. I mean, you guys, the Mountain West Conference was as good as I've ever seen it. So you guys are beating each other up on a nightly basis. And then to get to the big dance, were you nervous? What was it like, man? I mean, walking out on the floor and going up against Michigan, against 7'1" dude out there. What was that like?
Yeah, it was an unreal experience. I think it was the most exciting, again, once we, you know, saw that banner up there on CBS finally, and Selection Sunday and all the festivities was an amazing feeling. But then you had to wait, you know, three, four days to play. So really, once we were selected to play, I think we all just wanted to play right away. But, you know, having many days to prepare, you know, so much media, so many interviews, you know, family members reaching out, friends reaching out. And so I think it's just an amazing experience just to take it all in and embrace it. But getting there it's just another basketball game at the end. So, you know, again, stepping on that floor in the Pacers Arena and just playing on March Madness, starting off the tournament was an amazing feeling. But yeah, it was just such a great experience. But again, you know, it's just another basketball game.
Yeah. And once you get on the floor, right, that kind of goes away. You know, you go into David Roddy mode. Yep. I mean, you go into Roddy mode, right? It's basketball. Right.
Yep.
But you were talking to us a little bit during the break. It is interesting, though, because you typically have several days, especially in the conference, you know, you kind of know who you're playing. You know who these teams are. You've played them for the conference. You've played them for years now, and you know those guys. And even the non-conference schedule, you're getting time to kind of figure out what they're about. Like you said, this is completely different opponent, you know, and they're doing things so much differently. And then, again, just the tournament itself, you have to prepare so many different things mentally and physically.
Yeah, there's so many things that you have to learn at such a short time. You know, again, we're not playing a San Diego State or Utah State. We're an Air Force where we know their offense. And, you know, it's basically just one day prep of trying to figure out what their foundation is on offense and who they want to get the ball to. But after that, it's really just going to play basketball and trying to fight as hard as you can for 40 minutes. So it is definitely a challenge, but, you know, our team definitely prepared well. But, you know, again, just, you know, it just didn't end up, you know, with us in the win column. But, you know, man, again, it was just a great experience.
So take us through that game. I know it's painful to go through it, but, you know, when you sit back and look, I mean, it's amazing what you guys have achieved. There's a lot of college basketball teams in this country, man. And not everyone gets to go to this tournament, a very select few. I know it seems like there's a lot, but there's a very select few that get in. You guys, it seemed like you were rocking and rolling against this Michigan team. What happened in that second half that kind of got you guys out of your rhythm?
Yeah, I think it was the false hope of, you know, starting off hot. I think that's, you know, with every team, you know, we were up, you know, a lot going into the beginning, just knocking down every single shot that we threw up. And then, you know, I think you're just getting a little bit of a dry spell and understanding that, you know, we can't really make 5-point plays in one play, you know. So just trusting our offense, you know, that was definitely, you know, a thing that we've been working on all season. I think we did really well of it. But, you know, once you just really have, you know, just such a hot start, I think we just get complacent of just keep trying to, you know, shoot outside shots and get quick shots and everything. But, you know, Michigan, again, has been there dozens of times. So, yeah. You know, just having that experience and just – you know, just trusting in and hey, again, you have to play for 40 minutes, not 20. So, you know, again, they just made a run and, you know, they have superstar guys over there at Michigan and, you know, they're in the Sweet 16 for a reason.
Well, and I look at this too, because you and I have talked about this, you know, playing in the second, you know, what was the NIT, was it last year?
Yep.
Playing in that, you talked about it. You're like, that helped us get ready for the next step.
Yep.
And then you look at Michigan, they're like, yeah, us being in the tournament, we know how to deal with all the mental distractions. Our coaching staff does, several of the team leaders, we know how to deal with all that stuff. We know how to shift kind of back into that basketball set. Not to say that you guys don't, but it's a brand new experience. You don't know what you don't know. So as we talked about with the NIT, now this, you get to take that experience, we hope, into the next season, of course. And of course, David, that sets up some stuff down the road that we'll be talking about.
Yeah. You know, again, it's just, again, huge motivation after the season, just to work on your game as well as just to get the team, you know, as much better as possible, you know. So, you know, man, we have so much motivation going into this offseason, and, you know, man, we're ready for the challenge.
I thought it was interesting. Juwan Howard, I mean, my respect factor, you know, it was a weird thing. He had the face smoosh thing that happened throughout the season. And then I saw how he talked to you guys at the end of the game, and then also the end of the Tennessee game.
Yep.
Like, he's loving up on some of their stars that are crying, man. So I'm like, dude, I don't care if he smushed the guy's face. Guy probably deserved it. My respect factor kind of went up. I've always liked Juwan. He had a stint for the Nuggets for like half a second. What did he say to you at the end of the game? Can you tell us that?
Can we talk about that? Yeah, he was just basically he was just saying just how much he loved my game and respected me as a basketball player. You know, he was a huge fan of mine, just watching the film and you know, scouting me and everything. And man, you know, I just have a lot of respect for him. I grew up watching him and the Fab Five. He's made so much history that, you know, revolutionized the game of basketball. So for him to, you know, have those kind words and respecting words of me was it was a great feeling. You know, again, it was a sour taste, you know, with the loss, but
sure.
Understanding that I have those guys' respect is it means a lot.
That's crazy, right? I mean, you follow these guys. We all, and Juwan Howard, that guy's larger than life, you know? And not to say you haven't played some special teams and against special coaches and players, but Michigan, Juwan Howard, and then to get that at the end, like, and those are sincere words. That guy's not going to come up and just say those things. We all know it.
Yeah.
But to have that almost, you know, just this confirmation that, I am that good. I am that talented of a player.
Yeah. It definitely feels good. You know, all your hard work is really paying off. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to get those kind of affirmations from other people. You know, again, you have your inner circle of people and your supporters. But, you know, again, on a you know, countrywide scale and getting that respect, definitely feels really good. Just to what you and your team have, you know, achieved over the season. But, yeah, it definitely felt good. But, you know, again, it's tough with a loss, but, you know, those words definitely help.
Yeah, no question about it. David, Kevin Lytle tweeted out moments ago about Deshaun Thomas, and the fact that he has entered the transfer portal. This is the era that we're in. I think Rams fans are kind of bracing. They're wanting to see what everybody's going to do. This is where we are. You know, guys maybe moving on to try to find a better fit or, you know, a bigger fit, so to speak. And, again, talk about stuff down the road. Can you talk to us about that? Clearly, you knew all this stuff well before any of us do, right? I mean, player, you guys are talking about these. You guys are that close of a group too, where you're probably seeking each other's input.
Yeah, you know, again, it's such a sad situation. You know, man, I love Deshaun. He's you know, one of my brothers. You know, we've been growing so close together over the past 3 years. I mean, man, he's worked so hard, and you know, that's just the situation that we're in. It's nothing personal. It's nothing with the coaches. I think, you know, he'll say it himself that it's just I'm trying to find a bigger opportunity for myself. You know, so man, you know, that's just the time and day that we're in. But man, I just wish him the best of luck. I mean, he's gonna, you know, just thrive, you know, wherever he ends up. And man, I'm just going to keep praying for him and keep, you know, supporting him, you know, in any way I can.
And you and I have talked about this too, the transfer portal. It can have its positives and it can have its negatives. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is about opportunities. And if there is a player that's thinking maybe there's a different type of opportunity that I could excel in, maybe so. Because, you know, he was a solid player, no question about it. 100%. But maybe he's looking at going, is there somewhere else where I'm an even bigger and better fit for that team? And then, of course, you wonder with the coaching staff that you guys have, you do wonder how those conversations go down too. Hey, here's maybe what the future looks like at your position here. Not quite sure what it's going to look like, to be honest with you. So maybe, I mean, do you think any of those conversations were happening? Like, maybe it would be better for you to seek a different opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. I haven't talked to him in that much detail about, you know, his decision. But again, you know, the coaching staff has been so great and so transparent that, you know, if the conversation did happen, I wouldn't be surprised about it. But, you know, that, again, it's both parties trying to help each other. It's not just, you know, hey, I decided to leave and, oh, I'm going to spite you because of it. No, that's not how, you know, our coaching staff works. So they do a great collaborative job of trying to find the best opportunity for, you know, the player as well as the coaches. So, yeah, that's just the type of people that we have, you know, in our culture.
David, you know I'm going to ask you questions today. I'm going to ask you the tough ones, the big ones. We've asked someone's already loading up a bunch of different questions, so we're going to get to those. Did you play football? Is that
yes,
that
I did.
Okay,
I did.
That was
that
the big
happen.
One I wanted
yes,
to get to today.
That did happen. Yes,
I know you were nervous about it. I said, dude, I have to ask. I hear rumors.
Yes.
We're hearing it. How? Okay, let me ask this first, and we'll get to it later because it's radio. It's the tease, right?
Yep.
I want to ask you this. How many times have you talked to your coaching staff and everything about the future since last week?
To be honest, I've only talked to them probably twice about it, just figuring out all the logistics of it. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than people might think it is.
Yeah.
So figuring out all that and everything. But to be honest, I haven't really thought about it too much, trying to be, you know, a regular kid for about a week and a half, and then go back to workouts.
So on campus, are you getting random people coming up to you like, please don't leave, David. Please don't go. And they're like hanging on your leg and you're trying to get to class?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's just me then. Okay, sorry, man.
No. You know, I haven't, you know, nothing's really changed. I'm still a student athlete and just a regular kid.
Oh, man. I mean, but a regular kid that we're seeing on the national stage playing against Juwan Howard and the Michigan Wolverines, man. Okay, does it help or does it make it worse that Michigan beat Tennessee? A lot of people's champion, by the way. A lot of people pick Tennessee to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Does it help or make it worse?
You know, I think it helps a little bit. You know, again, Michigan is such a you know, revered program, and, you know, they've been there so many times, and I think consistently like 20 plus years in the Sweet 16 or something like that. So, you know, for them to do it, it definitely, you know, feels a little bit better, but it still stings that, you know, that could have been us.
Well, I mean, and you know, you see that too. And I know I'm looking at like Charles Barkley. He has you guys going like, we had him go to the Elite Eight. Is that right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And again, to me, it is about the experience first. And I think, you know, next year, depending on what everything looks like, that's when you go, okay, we were there, now we go. I feel like the Mount West Conference is being treated unfairly here. I thought it was an amazing season. And no, of course, Wyoming was in the play-in game or the first four game. And then it didn't work out the way, you know, you thought it would with this conference. But to be honest, it's like, You don't see this every time. I mean, you got to get that experience a little bit. So I do feel, and I'm not just saying it because you're sitting in here, David, I do feel like the conference is being treated very unfairly, even by some of our local media.
Yeah, it's a tough place. You know, again, you know, there's four or five teams that, you know, really could have been in. And, you know, for us to, you know, have four teams is a huge, you know, a huge feat for the conference. But I think, you know, it's a little bit unfair to say, you know, that, you know, we're overrated.
Overrated, right?
When you look at the net rankings, you look at every single categorical, you know, placement of the Mountain West teams, we're in the top 50. So, you know, we put ourselves in a position, non-conference, conference, and postseason to, you know, have four teams in. So, you know, it is what it is.
I think it's so hard to say that and evaluate March Madness because it's a beast unlike any other. Yep. I truly feel it. I mean, I almost say we got to quit calling it upsets because there's like six or seven upsets in the first day every year, second day. St. Peter's, well, I'm not even that surprised. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a really great story and I love it, but are we really that surprised? Because we see this every single year. So I think it's kind of unfair to take this tournament and really assess the entire story of a team or a conference.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, man, everybody's expecting to win. Everybody is, you know, waited an entire year for this. So, man, a lot of people are, you know, going home with their heart broken. I mean, Kentucky lost. Kentucky lost to a 15 seed, and so many upsets have happened. And, you know, title contenders have already lost in the first day. So, you know, again, the media is always going to, you know, try to pin it on something, or it's just, hey, I mean, it's March Madness. There's a reason why, you know, the bracket is set up the way it is, and a lot of people are going home, and you know, there's only going to be one national champion, so everybody is going to go home disappointed in some way. So just understanding that and just, you know, knowing just, hey, you know, we did our best, and let's reflect on, you know, the great things that we did over this season.
Yeah, and if everything happened how we expected it to, it wouldn't be called March Madness. It'd be called, like, March regular stuff.
Yep.
You know, we just changed the name of it. All right, David, my man, we got to get to getting to know David. We got a lot of great questions coming in on the text line presented by Ent Credit Union coming up in the second hour. Best question will win a t-shirt again. Yes. I was given the green light again today, so we're going to do that. And then we will get into some future talk with David Roddy. Don't worry. This show, of course, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're going to take a short break. Getting to know David coming up next, presented by Ent Credit Union.
Morning traffic, news, and issues. Mornings with Gale, weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. NoCo Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Exactly like the pump-up music, you know.
Nope.
It's probably not what you guys were listening to in the locker room
absolutely
taking
not.
On Michigan. where were you guys? You guys collectively don't listen to stuff, right? It's by yourself.
Yeah, it's by ourselves. Our locker room. Well, we're getting a newly renovated locker room next season, so that's very exciting. So we can play it over the speakers then, but our speakers are about 15 years old and blown out. So everybody just has their headphones in and everything. So.
Do you all just time it out so you're listening to the same
thing? Yeah.
Everybody press play on three.
Yep, 100%. There's actually an app that you can do it on. So.
Oh, there is? Wow, yeah. Man, times are changing. Back when it was us, it was just play over the loudspeaker, and it didn't sound very good at all. So it was bad stuff there. The David Roddy Show continues. Our last one of the season, man. Obviously been fun to follow you, but getting a chance to get to know you in this format, talking on the air all the time, has been so much fun. And it's just setting stuff up. And I always know after a loss, which there weren't many, I'm not going to text David for like 3 days after a win. I'm going to shoot him a text pretty quickly after. So I got to gauge that, and that was a lot of fun. Because I was told right off the bat, don't mess with David after he loses a game. After a win, fine. But, you know, you handle it so well, my friend. And I told you, no matter what happens in your basketball career, hopefully several years down the road, think you got a career in this if you ever want to come
Thank
to radio.
You. Yeah, no, it's definitely one thing that I've grown to love over the past few years and always interested about. And again, this is an amazing opportunity to learn firsthand of, you know, how the business is run and how to operate.
Yeah, well, and again, we couldn't do it without great sponsors, Crazy Carl's Pizza. That's where we first kind of we met to talk about the show and everything to go down it, and that was great. And of course, they love you. They it was a perfect, you know, perfect situation, you know, because everybody knew David Roddy's going to be a stud this year. I just don't know how much. I don't know if anybody knew that. Again, your walls got to be full of all the awards, man. My goodness.
Yeah, no, it's been an amazing season, and again, to receive the accolades, I think it's more of a team accolade and team award, just because of, you know, I can't win games by myself. I need my team with it and all the coaches as well. So I think that's just a reflection on, you know, this program.
Yeah, as we said, a very unique program for sure. All right, let's get to a couple of questions. And then you kind of think of those questions. And the best question of the day, you're going to fire off and say, okay, they deserve a David Roddy T-shirt, courtesy of Ent Credit Union, another great business that you work closely with, too. I mean, they jumped on kind of later in the season, but I know they're huge fans and they really wanted to work with you.
Yeah, no, they've been so great. I think I'm actually meeting with them to do, you know, more promo things with them. And again, you know, Fred is just an amazing human being, and, you know, getting to know them as well has just been an amazing blessing.
Yeah, Fred's a great guy, and, like, you know, I like businesses too that get it locally, and then they also look at players and say, hey, we want to support young great players, but young great men and women too. That's the most important thing too. And of course, they got one of the best in you, my friend. Holyoke asking this question. Roddy, what's your take on a shot clock in high school sports? This is interesting. Have you been a victim or beneficiary of the stall?
I have been both. Minnesota does not have a shot clock. I think they're introducing it in 2024. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yes. They need to extend the shot clock and maybe even extend the three-point line just to get it all at one, you know. Yeah, no, I remember when I was in middle school, it was Hopkins versus Shakopee. It was a state tournament game, state semifinal game. And Hopkins, it was an overtime. Hopkins, there was a five-minute overtime. Hopkins held the ball for literally the entire overtime.
Are you kidding
me? The entire overtime. They just sat at half court. Literally, people were sitting down on the court. And then it happened again in the second overtime. So they missed. The second overtime happened. Shakopee had it. They turned the ball over, and then a half-court heave for buzzer beater for Hopkins to win. So I've seen that. I've played against, you know, teams that run five out for 2 minutes, and I'm just standing in the middle of the zone just confused, like, okay, are you going to shoot a shot? You know, people have been stalling forever in Minnesota high school sports, and so it's definitely good to finally, you know, get rid of the Stone Age and get a shot clock.
You're right. I mean, I've seen that too, and it's just so bizarre. And then if you just try to run up, and then they get an easy bucket or whatever, it's a weird. Yep. You can't foul, right? Yep. You can't do stuff like that or create jump balls all the time. And then plus, it's probably such a weird transition to go from you have as long as you want to, okay, and then the shot clock I know has changed a little bit over the years in college basketball, but still, having a timed, you know, offensive possession is a huge transition from high school to college.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Even high school to AAU. So I was playing on the Nike circuit, and there's, I think, a 30-second shot clock. So we were running offensive sets and not even knowing that the buzzer went off and there's a turnover and the shot clock violation. So, just getting used to the shot clock is definitely huge. But again, you know, they finally installed it for next year. So I'm very excited about that.
All right, here's one from a 970 number. Going back to the Michigan game, I noticed that CSU shot a lot of threes against Michigan, which wasn't as successful the second half, but late in the second half, you guys started hammering the post, which was successful. What would you have changed about that game or done differently on a personal level and or team level?
For me personally, I think I would be a little bit more aggressive. I think I was, again, just flowing through the offense a little bit. I think just, again, you know, you can't really do anything about it, but looking at hindsight. But, again, just being more aggressive and seizing the opportunity a little bit more. But as a team, I think we did pretty well overall offensively. But I think we just could have, again, not tried to, you know, shoot so many threes and take great shots, just not good shots. But I trust everybody who, you know, shot that they were going to make it. So, you know, we just didn't end up making shots in the second half. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating.
Well, it's always easy, too, for us to sit and say, oh, well, there's a lot of threes. But in the moment, do you even think about it? Like, man, we've taken a lot of threes here, guys. Because it's so fast paced. It's nuts. You're going up against Michigan. It's March Madness. Is that hard to kind of slow it down and go, okay, wait, maybe we need to take it back? Because you don't want to not shoot open looks if you have them available.
Yeah, it's pretty tough just because, again, we're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country.
Right.
And everybody who shoots it, we expect it to go in. So, you know, again, when we don't knock shots down, it's definitely tough to adjust when, you know, they're great shots. They're good shots. They're open shots. So, yeah, it's definitely just that, you know, dilemma that's always in basketball when you're a very talented team, but you know, not knocking down shots. Do we change it up or do we keep going with it? So.
Well, it's like we were talking again in the lobby earlier. It's like, you know, matchups are completely different. You don't know. But if you can hit shots, I mean, that's the great equalizer, right?
Yep.
Even if you're completely outmatched and they're the better team, if you can catch fire at the right time, it changes the complete dynamic.
Yeah.
And so sometimes teams do look at that and say, man, if we can just really get hot here, we can run away with this thing. So it's a battle. This one coming in from Noob. So, David, when you look back on the season, what was the high point? And when will you get back in the gym and get ready for next year, even if you don't come back? So whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Man, there's so many high points. Man, so many, so many. So, like, the Paradise Jam was one. Winning the Mississippi State game was another one right before break. So many conference big game wins. So many sellouts in Moby, I think. There's so many high points during the season. I can't really pin down one, but man, I think definitely just the Boise State game, the second one at home that senior night was, you know, to send off the seniors the way that we did, and you know, Kendall's crowd surfing and everything. Man, it was just that was amazing, amazing, amazing feeling.
That's awesome. I mean, again, it was such a cool experience. You know, I mean, the border war. My goodness, that was absolutely nuts.
Yep.
So seeing again the fans getting a lot of opportunities to storm that floor. I love it. By the way, I think it's great, and you know, I thought it was great. You have to keep everybody away from the mic when Coach Medved was talking.
Yeah.
When you were talking, it's like, hey, we got to keep everybody back a little bit, but that's what you want to see on national television, too.
Yeah.
You want to see, wow, look at that crazy fan base. This is amazing.
Yeah, I think that's setting a standard for, you know, the years to come. I think that's, you know, one thing about Fort Collins, my plan is to, you know, as a family in Fort Collins, the thing that you do on Wednesday nights or Saturday nights or Friday nights is we go to the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of my biggest goals is to make this a basketball city. You know, Coach Norville, I think, is going to make a football city as well. Just overall CSU athletics, I think, you know, as a Fort Collins family, I think one of my goals is just to make this like, hey, this is what we do here, and everybody needs to come along with.
I think what you just said is interesting, too, because of the season that you guys just had, I think that the carryover into football, and I know I got a lot of respect already for what they're doing, but there's already a carryover.
Yeah.
You can look no further than the Outlaws of Moby. They were out there Tuesday. When was that? Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Freezing cold, 7 o'clock, freshmen in college, and they're out there bright and early in their cowboy hats just watching spring practice.
Yep.
That is because, again, these guys built this up.
Yep.
Really during the basketball season.
Yeah, no, I mean, man, they've been great all season, and I think they don't know how much power they hold as well. I think they've captivated so many people into, again, supporting the Rams, and so, man, they're definitely a pivotal part of, you know, shifting this culture into, you know, supporting every single team.
And I know you guys just love the fans. You value those fans. And I've heard from multiple parents that are like, you know, we never thought our kid was going to meet David Roddy. And then he's making it a point to meet every single kid and every single parent. And again, that's what's really special about what you guys do. You respect the fans. You respect what they're bringing as well. And that's when you get this crazy environment, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, man, the fans are the reason why, you know, we're basically winning so many games and having so much momentum and, you know, having such a tough place to play at home. They're such a pivotal part in our family, and you know, man, we couldn't do it without them. So for my little time that I spend you know, after games, and man, it definitely means a lot to me just to see so many people supporting myself and the team. But man, of course I'll pay it back in time and signing autographs and taking pictures, because that's what it's all about.
All right, a couple more because I know we're running out of time. If you could, okay, this is interesting, this might take you some time. If you could play with four other all-time players, so probably NBA,
okay.
So four others, so you and four others, make a dream starting five. Who would that be?
That's tough.
I'm going to write these down because I want to know.
First has to be Steph Curry, 100%. I'll be the Draymond Green of that team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Steph, it would be myself. Be tough. That's a really tough question.
Steph, we got one
myself.
So far.
Steph, myself. I'll just do new generation. I'll do Kevin Durant. And then I need bigs. I need Rudy Gobert for defense, of course. And then Joel Embiid.
Okay. You're going Joel Embiid. You're not throwing the Joker in there.
I'll throw the Joker. You know what? I'll throw the Joker.
Who are you taking out?
Take out Rudy. I'll take Rudy out. So we're very highly skilled.
I just convinced you to take Joker. I feel pretty good about that.
No, you're good. Yeah. that's great.
I'd watch that team.
No, that'd be a great team.
That would be a fantastic team. Well, I've been saying it. You know, I know you're going to be an NBA player. If you just happen to be with the Nuggets, that would be kind of cool, right?
We
could still do the show.
Yes.
100%. Okay. You've already committed. I just wrote that down. All right. One more for you, and then we got to wrap up, and then we'll talk some other stuff. Ask David if he knows. Okay, I don't know if you can answer this. If he knows if Moore and Thistlewood are coming back for one more year, I guess this would be their COVID year, right? I'm so confused.
James is a year younger. So
that's right. So it wouldn't be James.
James has an eternity.
Right? Yeah, so he's coming back. Thistlewood he has a COVID year.
I haven't talked to him, so I know as much as you guys do. I think everybody is just taking a break right now, just being regular kids, and a lot of decisions to make in the future, but. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, man, I love him either way. So, I don't have any details on that.
Such a tough time of year. I mean, some special things that you guys achieved, and now you're kind of like going to this. It's almost like graduation kind of time. Like, I don't know where we're all going to go. McLean, not even a question. He just says, hey, his goal is to make a bigger basketball area. That's what you love to hear in the area. All right, any questions on that that stood out to you?
I think that lineup one was definitely – out of left field, so I have to reward that.
It makes you think.
It makes you think a lot because there's so many good players and so many legends, and it's like, which one could be tailored to me?
That's just true because you got to start thinking about what would make sense for you.
Yep.
Okay, there we go. So, Noob, congratulations. You're getting the shirts. Shoot us an email, and we'll make sure the great folks over at Ent Credit Union get it. All right, we got one more break, one more segment coming up, and David's going to tell us at least I'm going to ask the question, what's next for the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, David Roddy. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
A Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the David Roddy Show, the final David Roddy Show of the season, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We appreciate you guys following along. Great questions for those segments. They load them up I never get to them all.
Yeah.
And they're all really good.
Yeah, no, they're all amazing.
Yeah. All right. So, elephant in the room, man. I gotta ask the questions. I told you I was going to ask. What are you doing? Are you coming back to Colorado State next year? Are you going to declare? Are you going somewhere else? I mean, do you have a decision yet?
To be honest, I really don't have a decision as of now. I've been trying to just be a kid for a little bit. There's a giant process that I'll have to go through, through evaluations and, considering with my parents and everything, as well as my coaches. So, I don't have an answer right now. But the process is starting to begin, whatever that may be, but, to clear any rumors, I definitely, again, whether it be the NBA or coming back or anything like that, I'm definitely staying at Colorado State. I'm not leaving. There's absolutely no way that I'll be leaving. So
it's either the next level or Colorado State.
Yep.
There's no other colleges in the discussion at all.
No.
So you'd want to run that back if you were going to be a college basketball player.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Okay. And then the Claire thing, which I think, personally, and Rams fans are yelling at their radio right now. Personally, I think it makes sense to go to Claire because it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt your status now because you can go to Claire. It's when you take the next step, right, and actually enroll into the draft. How does that work,
yeah,
David?
I really don't know either. It's definitely
that's
a
what you said,
complex
like
the
6-week process.
Yeah,
right.
It's a really tough process. I can declare with maintaining my eligibility and everything, but again, that process is definitely very lengthy, and a lot of people will be in limbo. But, you know, again, I'm just excited for, you know, any opportunity that's, you know, presented to me. And definitely, again, a lot of time and consideration will be, you know, put into, you know, the next steps in my career.
I wouldn't think it would be any other way with you. I mean, there's a lot of players right now left and right that are tweeting. And again, it's neither good or bad, but you're just one of those guys. You're a calculated guy. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the way to do this. This is a long process. This is a very interesting process. This is your future you're talking about. Can I ask this, and you can say no comment if you want, David. You declare, let's say you do, and they say, David Roddy, we obviously think you're a first-round pick. What do you do?
Again, I'll probably have to consider it a lot.
That's a no comment
it's, yeah,
there.
It's definitely tough. You know, we'll just have to see.
Okay. Now, I had to ask. You know, I had to ask those questions,
I
man. I asked
I
the tough questions. But I do think that that's great to know. Rams fans will at least – we did get something. We got some answers, David. We know that if you are going to stay, remain, and play college basketball, it will be with nobody else but Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that, Rams fans, is good news.
Yes.
Because if you're going on to the NBA to play for the Nuggets – that's where you'd go, right? Probably. You'd be representing Colorado State on the biggest stage possible. So, and again, I haven't heard anything about the Nuggets, have you?
No, I have not.
Just had to ask. You did get Joker on your All-Star team, though. So that is worth pointing out. David, my man, it has just been an honor. We're gonna take a quick break here, wrap up, and then we'll just get your closing thoughts. But I do appreciate you answering that, coming in here and talking about it, because I know it's been on a lot of people's minds, and I know you've been asked a couple of times. But like you said, I want to enjoy this process. I want to sit and think about it, because there's a lot to think about. And take that as an absolute gigantic compliment, man.
Thank you.
You have so many things to think about. It's really cool to have those options in front of you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's just been such a blessing. You know, this past year has been so transformative of, you know, this program and myself as a person. So, man, I'm going to do my best to make the best decision for me and, again, the program as well. So, man, just thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you tell me for the real answer off the air? Is that coming up next? Okay. No. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show. We're wrapping it up for good for this season when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the David Roddy Show. Our last edition of the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And if David's sticking around, I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing this show next year on the regular basis. It was so much fun. Our boy Kevin Lytle was listening. He already tweeted it out. So Rams fans are going to really like that. It's either the NBA, at least at this point, NBA or Colorado State, right? I mean, that's as clear as we can make it.
100%.
All right. So that's good. We learned. I think we learned a lot today. I think we had a breakthrough, David. I really do. Anything you want to say? We got a couple of minutes left, man. You know, Crazy Carl's Pizza and Credit Union, I know they were all about supporting this, your fans. And then, again, most importantly, your network, your family, your friends, your coaches, your teammates. What do you want to say to those guys?
Man, I would just say just thank you guys so much for believing in me. Again, Brady, for, you know, inviting me onto the show, and, you know, everybody that works around the whole show has just been amazing to me and such a great learning experience as well. To my coaches and teammates, thank you guys so much. You know, it sounds like it's a parting letter. I just want to say thank you guys. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys pretty much like in 2 days.
I'll
We're
going to
work out again. Yeah. So, but thank you guys so much. I mean, man, just, you know, just a kid from Minneapolis just trying to live out his dream, and you guys have been, you know, so supportive of me. You know, the Ram fans all around the country have just been amazing this season. And, you know, ever since I got here and I get to know so many of you on a weekly basis, you know, during the season, and just meeting meet and greets and signing autographs and meeting little kids and who aspire to be Division I, you know, basketball players as well. I think that's you know, one of my huge things that I love to do, you know, on a weekly basis is just to inspire young kids to just do it the right way. So, man, I'm just so honored and blessed to be in this position. And again, thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Man, there's just not many better as far as a role model is concerned, my friend.
Thank you.
Speaking of that autograph, by the way, I do have that dunk, the Air Force dunk. I have that in my office. I got the Sharpie. Are you
good? Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. That's a big moment coming up. All right, my friend, it's been the David Roddy Show. We'll be in touch, okay? We're going to be talking. I'll be shooting you text probably every hour. And then we'll go from there, okay, my friend?
Thank you, guys, and go Rams.
All right, there it is, the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Good night, Northern Colorado.